Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
From a yards per carry perspective, this was the most potent this run game has looked like collectively. You, DJ, Caleb, everybody today.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think that was?
Guys up front were moving people. I mean, if you watch the film, I haven't watched it yet, but just out there, the line of scrimmage was moving. You know, they were moving guys well, double teams, single blocks. They did their job today at a high level, and that was really the simply answer. That's the reason the run game was what it was.
Kyle Manungai talking about the Bears' run game on Sunday against the Bengals. The Bears ran the ball 37 times for 280 yards.
Bananas, isn't it?
And two touchdowns. That's an average of 7.6 yards per carry.
I really like that kid. I really like Manungai. Like, just the way that he processes and communicates. Like, he's thinking quick and he's able to articulate quick. I'm a fan of the way he thinks about the game, and then he played it real well. But this isn't about him. This segment isn't about him.
Well, it's partly about him.
But he referenced, they said, oh, why did the run game go so well? I was like, oh, that line was moving people.
A lot of furniture moving around in that game on Sunday.
Boy, was there. People have seen some of the highlights of Darnell Wright. I mean, Matt Forte talked about it, pushing a tight end all the way across to the other side. And, you know, getting somebody else on the back end of that.
The wide receivers cracking people. And at one point, Rome, I believe, took on a defensive end.
Yeah, he did. Zacchaeus did, too. Maybe both of them did. Zacchaeus definitely got a defensive end on the long one that Manungai got off, the 39-yarder.
And your guys can't be afraid of that. So it's fun to see it all play out. And, yes, it's the worst run defense in the league, and we got a chance to see it. But when you have success like that, it helps to build confidence. And they were out there doing their thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Theo Benedet has a chance to be the most important Theo in the history of Chicago sports.
That's overstating.
Okay, yeah, all right, maybe not. Maybe the other Theo's got that one locked down.
Yeah, it'll get him to the Hall of Fame.
But Brian Baldinger, Baldy.
Jed's in charge. I'm going on a bender.
He's been on a bender since.
It's not incorrect. Baldy was talking about Theo Benedet, and he's a fan.
You know, you watch this Theo Benedet. I don't know how they coach up in British Columbia. But, like, this mentality is the mentality of a pit bull. Like, he could play for the Bears in 1985. This is Ditka kind of football right here. This is Geno Stone. He's a quality safety in this league. This is what he thinks of him right here. Who's blocking like this in this league? Like, that's just a pit bull. Like, he can play for me anytime, anywhere, on any team. Like, you got to love it. It's a little rough. Little rough some days, some plays, final minute here in the first half. Like, it's not pretty, but he just stays attached. And so Caleb can feel it, he steps up. That's the thing about him. The way that he can just stay on his feet, no matter what it looks like, Miles Murphy out here, just take him, flatten him, take him inside, wide him up, let him go, let him run into something. Caleb will figure it out. He's a great athlete, had another great day. They're going to take the lead right here on this throw to Colston Loveland. But you got to protect the backside right here. Here he is. He's just like, kind of reminds you sometimes of a little Deion Dawkins back there. Like, his athletic ability, staying on the feet. I'm not going to put him in that category yet. Like, he struggles. There's no doubt. All right. Got his hands knocked down right here. He's looking for a little help from Tooney. But Caleb feels it and he gets out of the way. All right. But just stay on his feet. That's the thing. That's hard in this league. Caleb will go make something out of nothing. He did that a bunch on Sunday. Man, what a game. Fun. High scoring, high octane, a lot of plays. Good job from Theo.
How about that? Baldy just really marveling at how Theo stays on his feet. That's a big deal in this league, just to stay upright.
That's one of the things that Olin was telling us a couple weeks ago, that there's a lot of fight in him and that technique will hopefully eventually come. But the thing that has him on the field versus Braxton Jones being on the field is that there is some fight in him.
Yeah, he's got some nasty, some fight and battles. I mean, you don't win the Petrus Award twice back-to-back without having some moxie, you know? Deion Dawkins, by the way, hell of a reference there from Brian Baldinger. Deion Dawkins is a four-time Pro Bowl tackle for the Buffalo Bills.
And drifter.
Yeah, it does too much drifting.
A little too much drifting.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Makes me uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
Was Baldy doing like a Chris Berman thing?
Bam!
When he was talking about Kyle Manungai? Yeah, did you guys see that?
I watched it. You shared it in the thread, and he's like, Manungai, among us. He's among guy. Manungai. And yeah, he was getting a little...
I feel like he was doing an homage to Chris Berman.
Or, you know, or the edible just kicked in. I don't really know.
I like the way that Baldy lives his life, man. We heard about him going to Brazil.
Did you see it? He sent a video from the ocean the other day. I don't know if somebody cut that, or if somebody shot that for him, but he was in the ocean. He was holding up his arm with that finger that points the wrong direction.
That's usually what happens with guys that played.
Man. But like
he is living well, and I respect that.
Dave Wanstead was on the morning show. Morning Wani is really good. We like afternoon Wani, and we'll do it Thursday. But morning Wani was talking about why Theo Benedet, wow, that's his left tackle.
I don't know the offensive line coach that well. When Tony Wise was on the show here 2 weeks ago, you know, him and Tony are very good friends going way back to the Cowboy days when he was getting started coaching. They got the same mentality. Theo's our left tackle because of that play. I guarantee you, offensive line coaches that are tough guys and want to run the ball, they love that. That's worth You know, it's immeasurable what they think.
You know
what
it's worth?
Like that.
It's worth playing him in spite of the fact that he's not a polished pass protector yet.
Yes, it is.
So you're probably going to lean in that direction because you want to establish the run, and he helps you do that more than right now Braxton Jones
does. Yes, exactly. And you got to give him some help now. If they're coming up and they're playing the Myles Garrett, or I don't know who the Giants have this week,
Thibodeau
lined up on him. You know, you're probably going to have to give him some help.
Yeah.
But who else? I mean, Ozzie's the same way. Braxton Jones is about, you know, it's not that big of a difference.
Right.
And if you got a guy that's going to be an athlete and try to crush people, he's my guy.
An athlete and try to crush people. Of course he's your guy. That's like something Tony Wise would really enjoy, trying to murder people. Sure, Tony's enjoying that. Tony likes when linemen murder people.
We know that's his thing.
Yeah.
He's looking for that.
Yeah.
And that's what you should be looking for, offensive line play.
He's always looking for football guys who are willing to murder people, which is why he was such an OJ fan.
On the football field.
He's such a big OJ fan.
On the football field.
Back in the day.
That's what he was talking
about.
Well,
he didn't specify.
That's what he was talking
about.
I mean,
I assume that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
But it's nice to see them have a game like that. And seeing Darnell Wright's athleticism play out the way that it played out, you had some cool stuff going on, even in like the screen game, watching guys getting out on the move and making it easier for Kyle Manungai, making it easier for Caleb Williams.
That must have been so fun to watch that offensive tape, if you're them, like just sitting around watching that stuff. And like Ben's creativity with the way that he uses linemen on those screen games, like you're talking about, the one to DJ on the first drive, it's just so exquisite. A little misdirection of Manungai, and then Caleb with a great quick throw over the defensive end, who Theo is just kind of holding up. So he's got to make sure the ball gets there, but he still gave it some pace, and it was the right ball. And then DJ just puts two hands on the ball like he's an old school fullback and just slowly marches behind four offensive linemen. Four of them.
Alex, it looked like you wanted to say something. Am I correct in my
assumption? Remember earlier this year when you were talking about whether the Bears are going to be an outside zone or a gap scheme team? Right now, running that outside zone with both tackles arcing, you can do that to either side.
Explain.
Absolutely lethal.
Explain the arcing.
Well, when you see Theo get to the sideline, get out in space and kind of attack that second level, when you see Darnell Wright do the same, now it hinges on a receiver being able to crack a defensive end and pin them inside.
So then the tackle's free to go outside and get the next person.
When they're able to do that to either side, that makes it so difficult on defense.
I'm a little distracted because, you know, the glasses are helpful, so I can see into the production studio. Why was Ray looking on Wikipedia at O.J. Simpson?
To make sure that he murdered people? He did. Actually,
the law says he did not.
Yes, thank you, Lawrence, for clarifying. An important clarification.
Yeah.
We must stop speaking from slandering people on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, he may have murdered his wife and a waiter.
The law says he did not.
Then he wrote a book called If I Did It.
That is true.
In which he confessed to the entire thing.
But hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
Have you ever watched the hour-long...
COVID-19 is still out there.
Yeah. When he's sitting down doing the interview with Judith, what's her name? The journalist.
Showed her who's the boss.
God, I'd pay anything to see that. OJ and Judith Light.
Anyways, this is the interview where he's talking about Charlie, like the guy Charlie.
He makes up the fake name of the guy who committed the murder and then said, here's what Charlie does, and Charlie did this, Charlie did that. And then halfway through, he says I a couple of times instead of Charlie. Yeah.
Now, Ray wants to explain himself here.
Yeah, please,
per
Ray.
Usual.
Yeah.
I was back here. This is why I looked him up, because... I was Studs. I forget the conversation I was just having with Studs, but I just said to Studs back here.
Was it about that high school game?
It's not about that high school game. No, he was. O.J. Simpson was referenced because the Bills were on Sunday Night Football, and I can't remember the exact stat, but he was referenced by Maria Taylor, and it was just, I was telling Studs, it was just funny, it was odd to hear O.J. Simpson brought up in a normal
football context.
Because Maria Taylor was like, yeah, and the most yard since, O.J. the Juice Man. Simpson,
the juice one. Like,
you know, it's funny. Someone else, Ray, referenced him this week, and I forgot who. And I don't want to connect them with OJ if they don't have to be.
Hey, I ran into OJ Simpson the other night. How about that?
Not him. But someone was explaining that like OJ taught them how to handle their money. And they were like, man, I was so thankful
to God for OJ. Yeah.
Yes.
He was a godsend to me.
A phrase uttered all the time.
And to a lot of other people, except for the two that he probably murdered. It's not a godsend to them.
A great way to make money is to sign your jerseys while you're in prison. Like, I don't plan on going to prison. And I also did win a Heisman Trophy.
Judith Regan is the publisher. Light. Judith Regan, I'm telling you, you want to get freaked out. You watch the interview that OJ and Judith Regan recorded where he described how it might have been done.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
That man, he was there. I'm pretty sure he was there from the sound of that.
At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater.
I have no idea what that context is.
GZ or Giselle Maxwell.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. He's probably on the list, though, right? He's got to be on that list.
Maybe.
Tanny, how many out-of-context OJ drops do you have over there?
He's got hundreds. Because there was a time where that's all Tanny had. Like, he was just dropping OJ stuff that he would gift to us on Twitter.
Needed to find it
that's
somehow.
That's how I knew COVID-19 was still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. Huh? But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day. Oh, God bless.
Oh. It's funny. Oh. He was able to talk about those things. I didn't want to hear about fantasy football from him. I had other stuff I was interested in. Like,
hey,
you know.
Fantasy world, yours truly.
My favorite one is when he weighed in on the Murdaugh.
Really? The Murdaugh
documentary?
Family?
Yeah. Mm. That was fun.
I don't think we should submit this to the list of gore.
Oh, come on, man.
People. It's done. It's over now. Down goes Murdaugh. I'm just saying. Take care.
No, maybe not. This won't be on the next episode of Spiegel and Holmes Find Out.
No, I think we all found out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.